much they're encouraging due to COVID that you do from home and office and to increase. I was wondering if any of those funds could be.
Well, that's what one of the, that's what they're talking about with the ARPA money is broadband. But I think early on they talked about just municipalities being able to use it for broadband, which didn't make any sense because municipalities tend to not be the rural. I mean, anyways, but I think that whenever they come out with all their final guidelines, we'll probably be able to make better decisions and have a better discussion. But until then, it's kind of.
Even that, though, when it was the case, it was your rule there that the schools were having to hand deliver their assignments or the lunch because they couldn't get broadband, they couldn't get internet or anything to them to go.
Right.
So it, I would think they, if anything, would qualify that it would be on that. And on that note is, I found it important, but that they thought that Roy Long's office thought that they might be going back to the beginning on seeing what qualified of last year.
There's no guidelines. There's,
I mean, if there, if
federal government pretty much said, "Hey, we're going to give you guys a bunch of money," and then
I would totally be interested if NACO can provide some use cases of other rural counties and other parts of the country of what they did, and then give you guys my 2 cents on it. I mean,
you think it'd be beneficial then to have this meeting that Mike's been asked about?
I'd like to see an outline of what they plan on going over.
I think we need verification, or we need an outline. Some, hey, what do you want to discuss, and what do you want our role to be?
Right, right.
Because
Mike, can I hand this to him?
Huh?
Can I hand that to him?
What is it?
It's the bottom part of that email.
For
whatever that's worth. I don't know if that would help anything.
Let me look up that email.
Okay. So what you're thinking, you'd find out more, or we go ahead and set it? You want to find out more from him as to what's.
I mean,
I'd find out more.
You could turn a lot of time on this. And
and not do anything.
Well, and also invite, because it's asking for us to invite a lot of people. And I don't know if we want to tie up superintendent's time and not know exactly what. Hey, you want to come to this? What is it? Yeah, we really don't know.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
No.
You have meetings, just have meetings.
Not here.
I can go back and report that I had this meeting.
That's right.
Kind of seemed like to me.
Like I said, some other use cases of what's happening in other places. There's some hugely motivated county that's doing great things and, can show it can benefit this industry, and I really doubt it's going to go to the point of getting to the homes and
I can't see it in this
making
area.
It available. A lot of the times what happens, from what I understand, is a government entity, municipality or county like this would, like I said, since they, you have utility easements, right? The county has utility easement everywhere. I understand that right, I think. So at that point, compared to a private company has to go get all those easements, whereas the county, you kind of have that advantage already, that objective's already crossed off. So after that, now you can put your own fiber in the ground, which now you don't have to pay to be on a telephone pole because the power company or the telephone companies own the telephone poles. So if you were to put your own fiber on a telephone pole, now you have to pay for pole attachment agreements and stuff like that. That all costs money. And then, but I just don't, they put the fiber from, point A to point B, whether let's just say from Branson to the farthest end of the county and make it a, you know. And they normally then make that available to the other internet companies in the area there to, they get to figure out how do you connect from that fiber line back to all, to their customers. So it could be that now a county could have their own fiber going from here to, you know, Forsyth or Branson back to the furthest part of the county. And now maybe that would encourage more cell phone towers to pop up out there in rural, in the rural area, because now there's fiber optics there to connect the towers back to the main hub points where all the other towers are connected back. So, you know, I see how it can encourage things, but it has kind of become an objective of the county to be, to start with.
This isn't the subject on it, but we have a time, our road and bridge department just across the street there, they tell me they're having a hard time. It gets slow and they have a hard time. They lose connection and everything.
Right.
What would be the answer to something like that?
Well, I think we even have a fiber optic line from
there. I thought it
there
did. I thought there's a fiber optic line.
So I would have to, I don't know, I would have to see it.
Might talk to Kathy or Devin because they were having a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always thought I remembered when they put a fiber optic line somehow across.
Yeah. No, totally. There's one that goes right across the street. So
this
What a grin.
I forwarded you the email that I received from him.
Yeah, Starlink's pretty interesting.
Starlink.
I'm telling you, the
are the conspiracies on?
Oh, I'm sure there's
chemtrails and 5G and all that stuff.
Oh, the 5G.
Is that going to be a part of this?
5G comes with a huge amount of conspiracy theories.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So is Starlink going to have some of those same?
I haven't. So far, it's been running
pretty. Satellites are pretty close to the Earth, I'm just learning.
That's true. I mean, what if they all crashed into the Earth at the same time or something like this? You know, 60,000 satellites all crashed down into the Earth at the same time.
Well, there's 1,200 of them.
Okay.
What I just read? It's 1,300 out of 12,000.
Out of 12,000. I know that, I know there's a big number of satellites that are planned to be put up, but
I started reading. It's actually pretty interesting.
I'm telling you, for living, if you live in an area that is underserved for internet access, so far that's my favorite product. I'm really looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
You've not experienced it yet or not?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Did you sign up for
it? I've been actually tempted to get it just to try it, but it does have a $500 startup fee, and then it's $100 a month. So
okay, that's what I wondered was the cost.
There is a $500 startup fee.
Now see, that's tough for a lot to.
Well, it is, but hey, in my case,
that comes with a router and
it does
the dish and everything.
Yeah, the dish and all the equipment for it comes for that. And from what I hear, it's pretty self-installable too. You turn the thing on, and the thing turns on its own to find the satellites. Okay. It's a pretty exciting product for people that have lived like out in Hilda or Pro Tem, and you where you live, you've struggled to have high speed at your house. So I mean,
so $1,200 a year then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, what is internet? I don't even know what internet costs.
Well, I think it's cost about that just through the phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it's
the
getting
phone, I don't know.
Yeah, through the phone.
It's internet, all kind of creeped up there already on everything.
Phone, internet, and everything about 80. Phone, internet, and
cable?
TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Do you have data caps or do you have a limit on how much internet you can use, though?
Oh.
I think
how
it's
much
DSL.
Use? Unlimited. You're talking about the usage?
Still DSL, though. It's through the phone company, right?
No.
Oh, no?
Okay. No. They run their own line.
Oh.
It comes to the house.
Oh, okay.
They're not hooked in. Medicom.
Oh, Medicom. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's cable company.
And that's no limit on usage. Is that what you said?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No limit.
I mean, but for somebody like me, I mean, I would pay $100 in a heartbeat to...
Have
100 meg at my house and still finally be able to get a little bit. I mean, you guys understand my situation where I live right now. I'm in Branson, surrounded by vacation rental everywhere. I'm trying to get back to having some space and some peace and quiet. And that is the availability of broadband has always been, you know, I got to be within a, you know, half an hour driving range to where I work, and I need to be able to remote in from home at any given time, so.
Well, and this latency of 40 milliseconds is...
fine, perfectly acceptable.
See, that was our issues with the HughesNet.
Right.
They kept on kicking us out of the back office stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's very, very late.
Does Melissa have any kind of a date for...
I'll have to double check with her. There's a Patriot Broadband. I don't know if anybody's...
That's what I'm using now.
Oh, is that? So...
it's working good.
They've got a product now, too. I mean, it's very...
they've got some of that down in Pro Tam, the Patriot Bot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw some of them little towers that go up on top of the house. Yep. Like a little dish thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a peer-to-peer, point-to-point.
It's a point-to-multipoint. I mean, you have an antenna on your house, or, you know, some people got to put up a little bit of a tower to get above the trees or something.
Yes.
Or, you know, to see over the hills. And they've got a tower, whether it's on a radio tower or a water tower. Or I know they've been pretty flexible on trying to expand and put their towers in wherever they can to keep expanding their footprint. And they've been, I think they've gotten a lot better over the last couple of years, too. So if you're living out in a rural area, that's, I would say that's probably the... one of the better choices.
So that's what we've been using. It works.
Yeah. And I think it's in the same price range.
It's $100 a month.
Yep.
A little slower than the 100 or
right.
150 megabyte, but yeah, it works.
So see, that's where like county provided, I know them. Okay. I know a company like them. And those towers that they use, your house connects back to the tower through the air. They'll have those towers, either they daisy chain the towers wirelessly to each other, or they run fiber to those towers. So that's a perfect example for county broadband. You know, if they could buy their fiber connection to that tower from the county and then compete against, you know, the other fiber providers in the area, is the power companies, the phone company, the cable company, you know, this would be another option on that. And, you know, I know in Branson, I can't run fiber to anywhere, even in Branson, for less than $500 a month. So it's these internet providers are always, you know, they're on 3-year terms or something like that. And every year they'll be shopping those things to see who's going to give it to me for the most cost effective rate for the next 3 years.
I don't even know if it's still around. There was something called Taney that they were putting something on the poles and they were selling to people in the rural area. And I had some people that had it.
Taney Net?
That's what it was.
That, I think, did turn into Patriot.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people that had it was thrilled because they couldn't get it
right. Otherwise yep.
At Taneyville. And
yep. From what I understand, I think Taney Net kind of evolved into Patriot.
Oh, okay. And that's what they've got. I know Cedar Creek, some got that.
Yeah, there's some in program.
But you have to have line of sight.
Right.
You have to be able to see the... So, like, ours is further down away from the house, so that way we can get around this ridge so we can see the water tower. You know.
Yeah, he was renting poles because he had a petition. I think the county wanted to know about putting one out on his pole out here.
Yep. Well, I'll look at that email. If I got any questions, or if I can dig into what direction NACO is kind of going. And like I said, I've given my past experience and this too. I've been waiting for the subject to kind of come up, but like I said, I still just think that I know digging in the ground costs a lot of money. It's not even the cost of the fiber optic cable; it's just the construction of the trench and putting that stuff in the ground. And
there's been a lot of talk for years. You remember a guy named Gary Morgan?
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Okay, when he was still here, I remember he got all excited one time. He had been somewhere to a meeting and said they were going to have internet all over Taney County in a short time. He'd been explained how that was. And
right. I know on the news they say with these big spending packages that the federal government wants to do.
Yeah, they brought up broadband.
That broadband's on there, right there with the roads and the infrastructure there.
Yep.
So
you're just going to do another trillion, though.
Hey, just keep printing it.
Yeah.
But
I think China's